Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
It's a bonus episode.
Nailed it. That's your bonus. Bye.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Welcome to an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen Heaney.
I'm Bethany Watson. What's going on? Hey, gentle listener. You look amazing today, gentle listener.
You look so good in the daylight.
Yeah. And you know what? Even more important than how you look is how you are.
Yeah.
And you seem great.
What's in your heart?
What's in your heart today?
Is it love?
Is it plaque from too much cholesterol?
Is it depression that you're gently trying to conquer?
Yeah. Or is it, you know, just being sleepy? Because that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. It's, you know, 9:48. Still, it's the crack of dawn
for
me.
It's the crack of dawn. So, Kathleen, a few weeks ago on the podcast, I talked about some more magical secrets of David Copperfield specifically.
Yeah, when you were going through all of the old stuff in your bedroom.
Yeah, and I know not everyone is obsessed with magic, but here's the thing. When I was growing up, I wanted to be a magician's assistant.
Yes.
And this was not because I thought as a woman I could only aspire to assistant. It was because magician seemed like too much work.
I see.
And too much like nonstop practice over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm not all about that.
Okay.
I wanted to be the one who had to fold in half and tuck into things because, you know, I'm obsessed with like one shots in movies and stuff that requires choreography and like being fast in secrets.
Yeah. I know you do.
I love it. So magician's assistant was all that was awesome.
Uh-huh.
But then I became 5'10".
Yeah.
Not going to happen for a 5'10er.
Mm-hmm.
There was another moment, Kathleen, that my dreams of being in the magic industry were dashed against the ground.
Bethany, listen, I don't want you to give up on this dream of yours.
Oh, it's far too late.
There's still time to turn this ship around.
Here, if you hear me.
It's a poster with magic tricks on it.
Sure is. I found it in my stuff. And it's telling you how to, there's 12 different magic tricks or illusions.
Mm.
And you learn them, you can stage your own fabulous magic show.
Oh.
So there was one that I learned.
Okay.
And I did it with my dad's friends. Kathleen, it was a catastrophe.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So here's how the illusion goes. It's called hidden prediction.
Was your father embarrassed of you?
I bet he was mortified.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I don't, if you didn't think about that, I'm sorry that I brought it up.
It's fine.
Okay.
Hidden prediction. Show a volunteer 6 different cards or pictures.
Easy enough.
Wait, maybe this maybe isn't the one. Hold on a second. This isn't the one. It's, again, this is why I can't be in magic, Kathleen. Yeah. I'm not detail-oriented.
Yeah.
ESP card trick. This is the one. You discover a chosen card by using your volunteer's finger. Nope, this wasn't the one either. Hold on a second.
I see where maybe your dreams were derailed.
Okay, I think that the incredible card. Nope, that's not the one. Square knot. Nope, I didn't do knots. All right, so wait, maybe this was not one of these at all.
Wait, what's that one on the back with the ball? You balance the ball on your finger.
This is called the balancing ball. You can balance a ball on your fingertip. Here's what you need, Kathleen. A ping pong branded ball.
Okay.
Or a small styrofoam ball.
Okay.
And rubber cement.
Easy enough.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's the illusion.
I have not heard the term rubber cement.
I know.
In a really long time.
I know.
That's another thing. It's some, you mention it, and then all of a sudden I can smell it.
I can smell that rubber cement.
Yeah.
Put a spot of rubber cement on the ball before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Also, put a spot on your fingertip and let it dry before you start.
Oh.
The glue will be invisible when it dries.
Yeah.
Tell the audience how hard it is to balance a ball and demonstrate by balancing it in your palm as a joke.
Okay.
Then balance on the back of your hand.
Yeah.
And by balancing it on the tip of your finger. Be sure you place the glue spots on top of each other when you put the ball on your fingertip.
Like an invisible magnet.
Yes. Then move to the back.
What if I have no balance on like the palm of my hand and the top of my hand either?
I think that might be the point. See how hard it is? See how hard it is?
Oh.
But I can do it here on my finger.
I see.
And then, Kathleen, if you're looking to be more of a comedic magician.
Oh, yes. I always am.
take a big bow at the end of the trick and let your hand tilt so the audience can see the ball stuck on.
You know, I wonder if all podcasters at some point wanted to be performers.
And oh, yeah.
This is just the industry that would have us.
So I have to tell you the moment it all went askance.
Yeah.
The illusion isn't on here. Here's what it is.
Yeah.
You ask everyone in the room.
Uh-huh.
The name of a famous person.
Okay.
And you're going to write each name down on a scrap of paper.
Got it.
And then you say to someone, pick one of the scraps of paper. I'll tell you the name of the famous person written on it.
Yes.
And then you do, and it's magic. Here's how it works, Kathleen.
I think I know.
How do you think it works?
I think that you write down the same name, the person's name on every single piece of paper.
You write down the first name
that
someone gives you
on
every sheet of paper. Now, here's where I screwed up.
Got it.
I got distracted. So someone said Michael Jackson. I wrote down Michael Jackson.
Wait, Bethany, that's really weird because when you said this, Michael Jackson was the first celebrity that came to mind.
It's also because I'm a mentalist.
Oh, I see.
I can read your brain.
Oh, no.
Yeah, stop thinking about sex.
Okay.
So I wrote down Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Then someone else said like Barbara Streisand. And so I started writing Barbara and I realized I fucked up already. And I crossed out Barbara and wrote Michael Jackson.
Oh, no.
And then I remembered the rest of them to write Michael Jackson. I was like, as long as this person doesn't pick this one that has the scratch out, it'll be fine. He picked the one that had the scratch out.
Of course.
And then he was like, I know how you did it. You wrote Michael Jackson. He says this to like an 8-year-old. I know how you did it. You wrote Michael Jackson on every sheet of paper. And Kathleen, I was mortified and so embarrassed.
Yeah.
And that was the end of my magic career.
I understand. I get that. I get it.
And that's why you have to practice so many times these illusions. And I tried it. This was the first time I'd ever tried it. And my dad's friends were a very unsympathetic audience.
You know, here's the thing. I bet that that guy didn't have children of his own.
Absolutely not.
Because that sounds like something that I would do in this day and age to a child and then realize my mistake later.
Yeah. It's like you got to be supportive. As much as I feel like, you know, kids need to learn lessons, et cetera, this one would be a moment to be like, that's really crazy. I wouldn't even let them see the one I had picked.
Oh,
but he like held it out in front of him and my heart sank. I can still, Kathleen, the moment is burned into my brain.
Yeah.
I can still feel like the, why does God hate me? How could he possibly have picked the one I didn't want him to pick? My stomach sank. I felt my face get hot. And I was like, yeah, that's how I did it. And then I just threw away my dreams.
I often think about those seemingly fleeting moments in our lives where someone just happens to say something to you that you're either embarrassed by or it sticks with you. And in some ways, it defines the rest of your life.
It also makes me terrified. It's another reason I'm not going to have children. Is because you're with them every day.
Yeah.
How many things have you said to them that ruins their life?
Yeah.
You know, you don't even know. It's like you're in a moment of frustration. You have 70 things going on. Your kid is like, watch my magic trick. And you're like, not now, Dylan. And now Dylan, the course of his life changes.
I know.
Because he would have gone on to be a David Copperfield, but now he's going to go on to be, you know, a David Blaine doing a different kind of magic.
Or a David Cross.
Or a David Cross doing some type of acting? Is he an actor?
David Cross, isn't he the one
that's... Or is he a musician?
Married to Amber Tamblyn?
Was he the one who gave his sperm to Melissa Etheridge?
David Cross. No, he's the one from Arrested Development. He's married to Amber Tamblyn.
Who's the one who gave his sperm to Melissa Etheridge?
I don't know who... Did Melissa Etheridge accept? Oh, man.
Melissa Etheridge accepted sperm. Melissa Etheridge accepted sperm. Melissa Etheridge expected sperm.
Accepted
sperm. Melissa Etheridge sperm. Who gave it to her? David Crosby. Different.
Oh, okay.
Different, David.
I'm not so good with names.
It's okay. It's okay. Kathleen, during the summer, for my free time, I love posting up next to the air conditioner and reading a book. And I know that you love being outside and enjoying the sun.
I do, Bethany, because I'm a regular human and you are a vampire.
And that's why I love to have more time to do my vampiric activities and less time cooking and meal planning.
There is nothing better than waking up in the morning or maybe finishing a hard morning of work and you open the fridge and your food is already made for you, and it's really delicious, tasty food. And that is why we are so pumped to be partners with Splendid Spoon.
Splendid Spoon sends you delicious, plant-based, ready-to-eat meals and snacks right to your door. My favorite meal that I've tried so far is their vegan meatballs and marinara noodles. They have noodle bowls.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. The other day, I had the vegetable bolognese bowl. Oh, my goodness.
They also have smoothies. They have shots. You know how you get those little bottles of like liquid shots and they'll have different, you know, turmeric or beets or whatever in it. They have those, which I love.
I know that my body feels like I'm in a video game, like I'm Mario Kart supercharged when I take an antioxidant shot. And the smoothie that Bethany, I just ordered 5 of these because I cannot get enough of it, is the dragon fruit berry smoothie. Have you tried that
one
yet?
So good. Yeah, I've tried that one too.
Pineapple juice, raspberries, avocado, pea protein, chia seeds, vanilla powder, Himalayan sea salt. Oh my God.
Kathleen and I both received product for free just to try, but Kathleen and I are both continuing to spend our own money on Splendid Spoon because we love it so much. And I love being able to come home. I'm starving because I waited too long to eat. My blood sugar is low. I don't have the energy to cook, and I can pull out a full meal already made from my fridge.
And they have over 50 choices and a constantly rotating menu. So there are always new dishes to try.
And every meal plan is customizable. So you get what you want every time.
Eat well and enjoy more of your summer with Splendid Spoon. Get started today and save on an entire week of ready-made plant-based meals.
Just go to splendidspoon.com/taste for $50 off your first box when you subscribe.
That's $50 off at splendidspoon.com/taste. So speaking of being not so good with names,
yes,
Bethany. You know how you have that thing, it's called facial blindness?
Yeah. I don't recognize faces.
Yeah. It made me wonder that if at some point in your life, did you have sort of like a brain injury that you don't know about and that set it off?
You know what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was reading this story. I think it's in Cosmo. I'll include the link in the show notes. Where this woman was sleeping in her bed at night.
Hot.
She woke up totally confused, standing up, bleeding. Because the fan above her bed had fallen off the ceiling.
My God, that's the nightmare.
While it was on.
Oh, no.
Knocked her in the head. And she had a traumatic brain injury. Bethany, she went to the ER. And the doctor was like, yeah, there's probably bleeding on the brain. And then sent her home with no further instructions.
That is negligence.
Yes. And she ended up suffering from something where this woman is standing in front of her and she knows that she's met this woman before and she cannot remember this woman's name or anything because it hit her temporal lobe, which is it's like where your memories are.
That's wild because I do have a famously awful memory.
Really?
Like I just am not good at remembering things. That's part of why I hoard like memories because I know I'm not going to remember it unless I keep the documentation.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know, Mom, did I fall on my front?
Did you bang your forehead on the monkey bars?
Yeah, did I bang my forehead on the monkey bars? Here's the other thing I've had happen.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if you've had this happen because I've heard of a couple other people mentioning it. There have been 2 times growing up.
Yeah.
Where I flipped and don't remember flipping. So here was the first time. I was going down a slide.
Wow.
The slide was steeper than I thought it was going to be, and I got scared. I gripped the edge of the slide, and it caused my body to flip forward. And then I woke up on the bottom of the slide. So, like, I remember the moment of stopping and feeling flipping, and then I was suddenly on the bottom of the slide.
You could have hit your temporal lobe.
Maybe. Second time this happened. I was riding my bike. I was still a little kid. And I slammed on my brakes, and I remember the feeling of my body flipping forward, and I woke up sitting on the front tire.
Holy mackerel.
And I don't remember flipping. Has this happened to you or anyone?
Never. Never happened to me.
That's weird.
I don't. I'm gonna have to ask my friends.
Yeah,
but they've never told me stories like that.
Because I heard it like on a podcast or something. Someone had a memory of flipping over but blacking out during the flip and just waking up at the landing of the flip.
Wow.
Specifically flipping over.
That is, Bethany, maybe you need to go to a brain doctor.
Maybe my brain is a special brain. Wouldn't it be amazing, Kathleen, if I can levitate things and I've just never tried?
You know, so I'm embarrassed to admit this, but sometimes I try.
I do too. I was saying it for the purpose of conversation, but I absolutely do sometimes.
Sometimes I'm like, you know, if the TV remote is too far away and you're so comfortable, I start pointing at it and I'm like, come
trying
to
so
me.
Hard. Have you watched the show Ghosts?
Starring Jennifer Love Hewitt.
No, that's Ghost Whisperer.
Oh.
This was, so I thought it was a new show just across the board, but there's one in America that is a remake of the one from the BBC.
Okay.
And my younger sister had me watch like as much as I could while I was at her house.
Yeah.
And there is one, basically it's about this couple move into this old home, which is haunted by ghosts.
Yes.
And in the first episode, the wife gets hit on the head and suddenly she can see all of the ghosts.
I think I've seen the first couple episodes of this a few years ago.
Yes. Yeah. So one of the ghosts, they all have like a power they can do.
Uh-huh.
One of the ghosts can move things, but it takes so much effort for him to do it that it never happens very much. I feel like that is how hard we are working at trying to levitate things is how hard he is working. It's just like focusing and shaking and it's like crunching your abs and just really like nothing happens.
It's the same way I feel when I'm trying to do like a proper deadlift.
Yeah, totally.
Like I'm concentrating and squeezing my buns so much.
And there's that
so
moment of like, will I do it or won't I?
Yeah. Will I?
Will I?
Is this going to be the time when my form is perfect?
Yep.
Speaking of which, do you notice workout videos where everybody's wearing like Converse sneakers?
Like, I haven't seen a workout video in a while.
I'm targeted on my Finsta.
Okay.
And everybody's powerlifting in Converse sneakers. And the mom in me and the non-workout person in me is like, don't you need sneakers with more support?
Yeah, there's no arch support in those.
Yeah. So it turns out when you're lifting weights, it's better to have a flat sneaker to keep your balance so your foot is kind of like completely flat on the ground.
Oh, wow.
I never thought about that before.
I never thought about that either.
So when you're doing squats and lunges and stuff like that, try doing it in a completely flat sneaker and feel the difference because you might be more stable.
I wonder if a flat sneaker is better than being barefoot, or is being barefoot the best?
Okay. Here, Neil thinks I'm weird. I recently purchased indoor sneakers.
Uh-huh.
Like, from Amazon.
Your friend has indoor sneakers, doesn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
And Aren't you afraid of stepping on your cats and not knowing?
They're very thin. They're very, very thin.
Okay.
And I basically can feel the floor, but it helps me when I'm working out at home because I don't like being barefoot. And Neil thinks I'm insane to wear my indoor sneakers. In fact, it makes him uncomfortable, and sometimes he asks me to take them off.
If you are like a non-shoe in the house person, which I am, only because I need to be able to feel if I'm about to step on a cat.
Yeah, yeah.
It is strange to see someone walking around in shoes. It makes you feel underdressed.
He's like, "Can you please take those off?" I'm like, "No, I like a little support."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Be honest.
Yeah.
Are they those toe shoes?
No.
Do they have separated toes?
No, Bethany, they're not. They're not toe shoes.
Am I going to have to break up with you?
No, no, no. But I will tell you, once I start wearing the flat foot shoes, you can break up with me. You know, the shoes, they're very wide, like clown shoes.
Yes.
And people are like, they take progression pictures of how wide their toes have spread.
Are those still a thing?
Yes, they're still a thing.
I'm okay with my toes hanging out with each other.
Yeah, this woman keeps I don't know why I follow her.
What is going on with your algorithm?
Bethany, I don't know.
Like big puppies and aerialists.
Okay. Open up Instagram right now.
Okay.
And then go to the little finder glass.
Yeah.
The search one. Yep. And then is that the discovery page?
Yeah.
Which one's the discovery page?
Yeah, it's a little magnifying glass.
Okay. Okay. Tell me, you see where it says in the white boxes at the top that you can scroll horizontally?
Yep.
Tell me what it says.
Vintage home.
Okay.
Interior decor.
Uh-huh.
Victorian goth, creative makeup, Tumblr aesthetic.
Oh, Tumblr aesthetic.
Long hairstyles. Braid inspo.
Oh, Bethany, mine leads with braid inspo.
Ooh.
Okay, then I have botanical illustrations. Then I have surface design. Then I have mobility challenge.
What's that?
Because I'm always looking up videos on how to stretch my lower back. And then I have hairstyles, watercolor painting, renovation project, long hairstyles, and foliage plant.
Okay, now tell me
what
some of the videos that are showing up on your page are.
Okay. It is an overweight cat with a gait that looks like they're waddling.
Okay.
Oh, here is a wart removal. And then there's a woman. It looks like she made a cardigan out of an old blanket.
Okay.
Yeah, tell me about yours.
Mine is a woman cooking crystals in a pan on her stove.
Cooking crystal meth?
No, crystals.
Okay.
Extra charged healing crystals.
Oh, naturally.
She's making.
Uh-huh.
There is a cat yawning.
Oh, yes. Cute.
Here is Kirsten Dunst.
Oh.
Just looking amazing.
Oh, okay.
Here is a witch.
Oh, of course.
She looks amazing. She's a blonde witch wearing a bindi.
My favorite type of
witch. Not sure how I feel about that. Here is what is this animal?
A rabbit? No.
I don't think so.
It's not a rabbit. It's a type of rodent.
It's a chinchilla. Here's a chinchilla wearing glasses and holding signs.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's super cute. And then here is a kitten walking down the street.
Oh, hi, kitten.
So that's my algorithm. Pretty spot on.
Oh, there's another one right here, Bethany, I would like to share with you right now. 7 deadly signs of speaking that you should avoid.
Bring it.
Gossiping.
Oh, I'm still going to do that.
Yeah, me too. Judging.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Like there's that sign for Manhattan Storage in the city. It's a big billboard that says in New York, we'll judge your shoes, but not your lifestyle.
Yes, I understand
that. I think I stand with that.
I mean, I'll judge to my safe people.
Yeah.
Where we are allowed to judge other people only to each other.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Okay, negativity.
You can't be toxically positive, but sure, try to like curb it.
Yeah, complaining. I get that.
I get that.
Yeah, no complaining.
No complaining.
Lying.
Don't lie unless you have to get out of jail or whatever.
Or like, you know, just maybe not hurt somebody's feelings.
If they've already ordered the glasses or they've already gotten the haircut, you have to lie.
You have to tell them it's darling.
Because there's no going back.
Yeah. Dogmatism. What does that even mean?
I think it means like being hell-bent on a certain like strict line of belief.
Oh, I hate people like that. Just go with the dang flow.
Dogmatism. Let me look it up really quickly.
And then
the tendency to lay down principles is incontrovertibly true without consideration of evidence or the opinions of others.
I think like maybe you have a touch of dogmatism.
Me? What am I dogmatic about?
You're dogmatic about, Bethany, there's a whole list. Hang on.
Go for it.
You're dogmatic about being on time is the only time that's right.
Yes.
You are dogmatic about systems. You live your life through like various systems.
I'm very black and white.
Yeah, you're very black and white.
Yeah.
You're very principled when it comes to your work ethic.
Yes.
And also you're very principled when it comes to your skincare routine.
Yes.
And you're very principled when it comes to wearing only the color black.
I think so. Here's the difference.
Yeah.
I think the only thing I'm dogmatic about is time. I think everyone should be on time as a sign of respect
in
a culture where on time. Like, you know, there are people like my stepsister is married to a man who is from Venezuela.
Yeah.
And like his family's culture is like, we're a couple hours late.
Yeah.
And that's the whole family's culture. So like, I wouldn't go in and yell at them for being late.
That's my culture too.
Your culture.
I was on time today.
You were great. Kathleen, you are great at showing up on time for our recordings. I have to say.
I was early today.
Yes, you were. Yes.
And I said to producer Blair in the elevator, good morning to you at the crack of morning. And he's like, it's 9 o'clock.
Here are the things I don't think I'm dogmatic about.
Okay.
I am not going to push my view that black clothing is the best clothing color on anyone else.
Yeah.
Like, I won't judge you for not wearing black.
Yes.
I'm not going to judge you for, like, whatever other things you said that I believe in.
No, you're right.
But I will judge you for being late.
I was being tongue-in-cheek about most of that.
I appreciate it.
Am I dogmatic about anything other than accent walls and farm decor? If you don't live in a farm, don't get farm decor.
I think those are the only two things you're dogmatic about.
Yeah,
and I think that's okay.
Yeah.
I think where it becomes a problem is when it's like, I don't think a person can be gay. And then it's like, well, guess what? They are. And then you don't get to tell someone.
You know, with this, with the potentiality, is that a word?
It is now.
With the potentiality of Roe versus Wade.
Oh, yeah.
Being turned over.
Oh, yeah.
And we generally on this podcast try to keep things light because the world is a dark, scary place.
Yeah, the world is filled with sadness and despair.
And we are just here to maybe make you laugh.
Yeah.
Or like make you think about, I don't know, Eisenhower or butterflies.
Yeah, or like, you know, puppies that are walking at a specific chubby pace.
Yeah, or corgi butts.
Corgi
or
butts.
Magic tricks.
Yeah.
But I will happily embrace dogmatism when it comes to letting people do with their bodies as they choose.
I don't remember who said it, but I think it was like, it was a comic.
Yeah.
God, and I'm going to remember it as soon as I leave. Uh-huh. But it's like, oh, I think it was from the show Veep. It was Selena Meyer on Veep. If men could get pregnant, abortions would be available in vending machines.
Yes, they would. They would. And it's, I'm like, do we have to go protest again?
Probably.
Do you remember when we went to Washington for the Women's March?
It was fun, though. We had a good time.
Really good time. We got McDonald's on the way home.
We did. It was delicious. I slept on a bus. It was great.
I spilled a strawberry milkshake inside of my coat. And I think it's still there. I don't think I ever got it cleaned.
You still have a coat?
I still have a coat. Yeah.
Fun, man. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, that was the moment my desire to be a magician went away.
It all started. All right, gentle listeners. Well, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Absolutely. And thank you to our beloved patrons.
Yes, let's do the reading of the names.
Thank you to patrons Meg, Caitlin Pliskota, Gretchen Santos, Emily, Rosa Jankovic, Amy, Katie Volner.
Do you want me to start with number 9?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sure. Why the hell not?
We're working in nines, I guess.
Let's be crazy.
Okay. All right. Number 9, Zach Strickland, Michelle Kleinhaus, Heskel, Jamie Lynn, Nick, Amanda Pope, Jeanette Pollen, David Dunn, Danny Belfer, Amy Rodriguez, and Sinthu Samuel.
Special shout out to Heather Levine, Morgan Nivison, Melissa C., Ashley S., Samantha Perry, Carrie Kissinger, Mary Liberty, Dana Hoffman-Panessi, and Kristen Slater.
Ooh, and hello to you, Samantha H., Leah McDonald, Megan Cox, Carly Blaucock.
Blaucock.
Blaylock.
Blaylock.
Megan Ben, Zara Aslam, Michelle McFarland, Mac Phillips, Rose Abraham, Britta Carper. Wow, that's a good name.
That's a great name.
That's a great name.
Very pleasant sounding.
Tatiana Toro-Zaid and Ali Hibbard.
Shout out to Alexandra. I once did summer stock in a city called Alexandria.
Oh.
Not the same word.
Virginia.
No, Minnesota.
Oh, huh.
The Virginia of the Midwest.
Go figure.
Alicia Fulton, Shanaz Malat, Lauren, Gina Allegretti, Michelle, Frankie Marchioni, Mae Massaro, and Finn Hughes.
And good day to you, Carol D., Samantha Brennan, Amanda Hastings, Caitlin Knight, Farmer Nelson, Priscilla Torres, and Zaida Agando.
Hey, Hannah C. Also, hello, Allison Gibbons, Tia Clifford, Bradley Adubato, Jill Rupert, Jennifer La Rochelle, Shelley Musgrave, Megan Kindley, Norma Espinal, Courtney Meller, and Nicole.
And I hope you're having a great day, Allison H., Tina Perna, Emma, Hope Davis, Jasmine Salas, Bree Ross, Amanda Tatarian, Emily M., Lauren Elbro, and Karen Crichton.
Do you think she's related to Michael Crichton, the writer of Jurassic Park?
Oh, I would hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Karen, if you're related to Michael Crichton of Jurassic Park, will you tell him I said hi?
Or text us a dinosaur.
Yeah, text us a dinosaur. Also, hey, Megan Locke, Amanda Redinger, Hope Robertson, Ellie Graham, and David Robinson Jr. Don't mistake him for David Robinson Sr. That's his dad.
That's his dad, my dad, your dad.
David is all of our dads.
Indeed, indeed.
Thanks for being our patrons. You too can be a patron. Go to patreon.com/acquiredtaste.
See you on the flip side.